Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Guess what, everybody? It's the man running for city council. It's our old buddy, Tony D'Amico. What's happening, Tone?
Well, I think the campaign is going very, very well. I'm a man of the people.
Tony D'Amico, restaurateur in Cape Coral for many, many years, has had it, and he has thrown his political hat into the ring, and he has announced he's running for Cape Coral City Council. What a foolish move.
Well, thank you very much, Dad. Yes, it's probably long overdue.
Why didn't you do this while you were younger? When you still had a little bit of energy, you had people to run the restaurant, you had that all-male staff, you could go and leave, you still, the lungs weren't that damaged, the knees still worked, and you could have gone out and meet the people and done something on the city council. Now, you got that leathery skin, bad heart, bad lungs, you sit in a car all day and smoke, and now you want to run for city council. Isn't about 20 years too late?
Well, instead, I'm glad you asked me that question.
You're acting like a politician now. You know what? I have seen this before. Go ahead.
You know what? That's what they told me to say when someone's a real dick.
Yeah, you always reply with, "I'm glad you asked me that question." Why are you doing this, Tony?
You know damn well, I'm not glad you asked me that question.
Yes, but you know what? You got to answer it, okay? We have a lot of listeners in Cape Coral, your constituency, that depend on the city council to make the right decisions, unlike that crazy woman that's there.
Oh, that broad.
Now, what's going on? Are you sure you can have the strength to do this campaign? And what is your platform?
Well, Stan, I'm glad you asked me that question. You know, you're not the first to ask me that question.
Okay. Then how about answering?
It has been posed to me many a time over the years, all of the big local media.
What big local media?
The heavy hitters like the Cape Coral Daily Breeze, the Shopper,
yeah,
Florida Spotlight, and they have asked me if I would consider running. And you know what I said to them?
What's that, Tony?
Years ago,
what
I said? You know, you never say never. I don't rule it out completely. But things would have to get pretty bad.
So you're saying that things are so bad in Cape Coral right now that a private businessman like yourself, a man who's, kept a restaurant up and running in that town for all these years, it's finally come to you that enough of this politics, let's get a businessman in there.
Right. Right. Because I feel that things have gone so far, it's reached a point where I alone can fix it.
Okay, you alone. You can't even fix the plumbing in your restaurant. You've had just a ladies' room for the last 5 years because the urinal in the men's room is broken.
It is not a ladies' room.
What is it?
It is a restroom that is open to all persuasions, all 24 genders.
Okay, you're getting very progressive in your old age.
Yep, all the LGBTQRSTUVs, your quilt bags, they're all welcome.
Okay, what are you standing for? What makes you want to go and run this, go on the city council? What is going on that you finally said enough's enough?
Well, I can give you one word.
What's that?
Assessments.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Assessments, my eye. It's a mafia state. How in the world is your average taxpaying citizen supposed to cough up $80,000.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But don't worry. Oh, you don't have $80,000. Well, that's no problem. What we'll do is we'll just add it on as an assessment on your mortgage, and so then it's an affordable $600 to $800 a month. I don't have another $600 to $800 a month. I got to fight for my life here.
Isn't your house and isn't your business paid off? You've had it for so damn long, and both of them are rat-infested. Haven't you paid that off? Didn't you have a mortgage burning?
And I hate to hear you using phrases that come directly from my opponent's talking points. Rat-infested.
Yes!
There were some issues over the years with Rodentia.
Yes!
And they have all been satisfied, and there was never a problem to begin with.
I'm just thinking about the rodent problem, the health department. You know, all of this stuff is going to come out in the campaign, Tony. They're going to go and ask for stuff. They're going to dig up records on you when you were in Cape May. And why did you come down here? They're going to pull out all kinds of dirt on you.
Stan, these are questions that shouldn't be asked. Let me ask you a question. We go back a long way.
We sure do, Tony. We go back decades.
Friend to friend.
Yes.
What's the word on the street? Have you heard any dirt regarding yours truly?
I don't live in Cape Coral, so I don't hear any dirt on the street about you.
Very good, because you might hear some things.
I might hear some things. I don't know how many people know that you are running. You made the announcement on this show. Where else have you announced? Have you officially got the petition to sign to get your name on the ballot? Have you got all the signatures? Have you disclosed your taxes? Have you done all that?
No, and I'm not going to.
They're going to ask.
I am not your usual Cape Coral politician.
No, you're not. No,
I do not agree with the Democrats. I don't agree with the Republicans.
Okay, but what are we going to find out about you? What's going to be on the street? What's coming out?
I want to take it directly to the people, and all they have to do is to write in my name.
They're going to write your name
in. I am what they call a write-in candidate.
All right, anybody, I can write Mickey Mouse. You're a write-in candidate. You're not a viable candidate for city council.
I don't want you to write Mickey Mouse. I want you to write Tony!
Exclamation point.
Vote for Tony.
Tony, you can't run a decent... You're not going to win that way.
You know what? Your average person... When it comes to his taxes and business matters and what have you, it's very complicated. And sometimes things might look like something, but they're nothing. See?
Yeah, well over your head. They're so complicated and because, you can't figure them out.
And because I am what is called a write-in candidate, I won't play their games. I'm not going to fill out their paperwork. But
I am going
to fix Cape Coral.
And how are you going to do that? You're saying all this stuff. You have to have the ability to take action.
Don't worry about it, because if I give away my plan now, they'll know how to stop me. But I'll tell you this.
What?
It'll be a cold day in July before these sons of bitches show up in the middle of the night and collapse my septic tanks.
Now, look, I got to ask you. I have to ask you this. I know that there's, if they want to find it, there's a lot of dirt on you. There's a lot of dirt on you, both business-wise and personally.
Well, I think I've covered this in depth when it comes to the women. They're doing something so unfair, and they know who they are. Fake news.
What are you talking about?
They make it up out of whole cloth, and what they start doing is they put up a website and the social and what have you,
uh-huh.
And they'll put up pictures of these old, ugly, dried up, disgusting women. Stan, we're talking women in their 50s.
Yeah.
The 60s,
yep. Dried up, disgusting.
And they post these pictures. And, you know, they post them up with captions. Would you F this broad? Tony did. But it's not true. It's not true because when I had them, they were much younger. Do you understand?
Yes. So what you'd rather have them do is maybe if they can get younger pictures of them and say, Tony, yes. But these current pictures, you wouldn't get anywhere near that.
Yes. Yeah, and if there's a college student or somebody that knows how to make a web social site, I would like to try and find more representative pictures, bikini shots, wherever possible, and then I can put up a website and go and show the older pictures they're using and go, I didn't do that, I did this.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
And here we go.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if I got the energy today. Stan and Haney, Friday edition, and the gang is all here today.
Woo!
You got Haney and I, of course, our new producer, Junior. But we also have in the studio as well, D-Train joins us. Say,
hi,
D-Train.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, buddy?
Always good to see D-Train.
Yeah, always a calming force here.
I try. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Not on a Friday, Dave.
And we have you.
Which we are lucky to have today.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that.
What's going on, nephew?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, do you feel okay? Are you running a fever? Have you been vomiting? Are you hungover? You
got no. Why did he have to go?
Scratchies?
He didn't go back to the emergency room,
no,
did he?
No.
I'm going to be very careful with this.
This
is an important day because we're going to be debuting a few things.
Hold on a second. I think he deserves the opportunity. Is there something you want to say, Dave?
No, I'm waiting to see what he says.
I would advise you, if you're going to say it at all today, to say it before anything starts with not today.
Not today.
Bro. I know. Yeah, what is he going to do? Hold you by the hand?
I already told him
that.
But you haven't said it on the air. You better say it.
Not today, bro.
All right. I am not going to use my words.
Do you know where he's going with this?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you sure do. I'm not going to use my words. I'm going to use your own words.
Fine.
Because I don't know anything about it, Dave.
Do you remember? I don't want to go through revisionist history, but and you were talking about it before we went on the air, Haney. How many times he has been here, you've given him a chance, he's had some responsibilities.
Sure.
And he just up and leaves.
Well, what I was saying is I walked in to the studio, it being a Friday.
Almost not.
And as soon as I walked in, Junior greets me outside. We walk in together. There's Stan. There's Dave. There's D-Train. Everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking into outlaw biker gangs a lot. And from what they tell me, no matter what happens, even if it's a slow time and not much is going on, once a week they'll get together for what they call church. So if somebody needs to get yelled at, that's when it'll happen.
He's sitting right there, getting ready to wear a dunce cap again.
And D-Train pointed out, he goes, well, does that mean that if we're a motorcycle club, does that mean that Dave has been a prospect for 18 years? I said, no. No. For many years, he was a hang-around.
Yep. Dimwit.
Now he's a prospect, but he's also the only one of us that's been patched in and patched out multiple times. Because there have been times in Dave's life where he just disappears.
And it almost happened today.
No. He looks okay.
Well, before we change the subject, Dave, do you have your cut on today?
Yeah, where's
your... Do you have your cut on today?
Where is it?
No.
Got mine. Haney,
I still haven't found it.
You're a bold-faced
liar. You knew right where it was, in the garage.
It's in the garage, man, in a box.
Tell me you don't have
it. I have moved, damn it.
I've moved.
I have moved.
You know how many times
I've moved? Do you know what I have done? I had to move. I had to move from a 3.5-car garage into a 1-car garage.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that takes? Fit all that stuff in there.
Where's the chain?
It's in the damn garage. And I'm not going to take it today. I'm not.
He doesn't know what you've been through, Dave.
I'm not. If this makes you happy, then by God damn it, it makes you happy.
You know what? Stop it, Stan.
I gotta read the text.
You can read the text. But you know what?
What's that?
Are you just ignoring the pain? That's coming out of
his... He's had 3 effing weeks to get it.
Dave, tell me what happened with that move and how hard it was.
Yeah, how hard it was.
Bro, as a snowflake. I moved a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half, three-and-a-half-car garage house.
Your dad's house.
With a goddarn lawnmower, lawnmower trailer. We drove over 700 miles in the Cape alone, back and forth, 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 for over a month. You know how stressful that is?
But where's your chain, man?
It's in a box somewhere in all the piles of crap.
Did you think maybe you can get that done in 2 days with a U-Haul?
Don't push me to that limit, bro.
He's close to the edge.
Don't.
He's trying not to.
I don't know why D-Train's doing that. He knows what you went through.
Yeah, he saw it.
He's seen it.
Well, I saw his dad and his brother driving an engine block down the road.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're moving one thing, two things at a time.
Wouldn't
with a little bitty. You shut your god. Oh, no, I'm about to lose it. Shut up.
I'm not saying anything.
All right. Things have gotten tough.
Sounds like it.
You don't talk to an original member like that.
All right.
You're still a prospect.
They've gotten tough. And I'm trying to do everything I can to help out. Are you kidding?
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Friday edition. And congratulations to Mike Smith. He was the ninth caller when he heard the finger licking good. Got himself qualified for the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. We will be announcing the grand prize winner, the one who's going to be going to Louisville for the Louder Than Life Festival, 5 o'clock hour. And we'll still qualify one more person. From the Absolute Law text line, these, I will just give the opening header of the texts. Oh my God, good Lord, in response to him.
You don't get it, man. Someone, he had to move from like a four-car garage.
To a three. Someone give that girl a hug. Stop being a bitch, Dave.
Hey, and you don't allow that, do you? No, you allow people to call you a bitch?
And...
like to know that person's name, please.
And Amanda, not our Amanda up north, but Amanda locally, says, this is great. D-Train, you still live in Cape Coral, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amanda says, this just in, one of you guys should offer to help Dave the Waterman go through those boxes to find the chain, just to see what excuses fly out of his mouth then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if we all went over there and went through all the boxes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're going
to. To be fair to Dave, his garage is packed because for the last 2 months he's been offering to bring me a pressure washer, but it's in the back of his garage behind all the boxes.
Yeah, for 2 years he offered to fix Annie's boat, too.
No, but you know what? He did help me with that pressure washer when I needed it.
Yeah. When was that?
Last year.
Okay.
But he did.
Nice to see you,
Dave. How come you never? You're just wallowing in it now. Stand up for yourself. You did the pressure washing for me.
I sure did. Thank you for that, Mark. I did. Just negative. Nancy
just give me a time, D Train. When did you get your text from him?
10:45 a.m.
And I need some. I needed a tree cut down, and Dave came over with a sawzall.
I got mine at 20 to 11 today. Hey, Stan.
Oh, God. Why do you have to go into this now?
Because just to show that I don't know what it takes with you. You go and you snap, and then you don't want to play no show, and then you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Well, at least the line of communication's open.
I'd like a line of communication.
You never call me, bro, ever, unless you need something.
Because he's not a 13-year-old girl.
He never calls you?
Ever, bro. Ever.
I don't call you, and I don't ask for anything.
Does he call you, Haney?
What?
Does he call you? He doesn't call me.
No. Why would he?
So we have...
Yeah. Hey, Stan.
Oh, God.
This is 20 to 11 today. Hey, Stan, I'm not going to be there today. Nope. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Have a good show.
What?
My reply. Why are you telling me this now and not a couple of days ago? That's cheap ass. The day of the show? Why not? Oh, come on, man. I don't want to say anything. It's, well, it's unforeseen. And then he says, well, I don't want to go on and talk about it. Then my reply, then keep it to yourself. See, he could have kept it to himself and done the show.
You don't have to say the next, like, don't say the next like, line then,
it's
Sam.
It's not like he's sick. Listen. Or I'm reading my response. Boy, you're looking for a knuckle sandwich.
He said unforeseen?
Yeah, unforeseen.
Hold on. What's that date right there?
Unforeseen.
What, August 30th? Yep. August 30th.
What time?
Yeah. 8:47 p.m.
Yesterday. You coming in tomorrow? Depends on my work schedule. Gotcha. That's cool. I'm going to be a little late, possibly myself. So yesterday around 9 o'clock, he knew,
well,
but it's unforeseen.
He told me at 11 o'clock he's not coming in. I said, keep it to yourself. Get your ass to the show. And I haven't said this yet, but Junior was at the studio last night and created stuff for the show today about you. I said, man up and do your job. His reply to me, oh, my God.
But you're here, Dave.
You're not sick.
You seem fine.
You don't have transportation.
I'm
you got
fine.
Plenty of transportation. But yet you were going to cop out on the show. You were going to cop out.
What happened?
I can't talk about it, bro. I just refuse to. I cannot put this.
No,
over
I understand, Dave. But how mysterious could your effing life be?
Well, he does work for the CIA.
It is very mysterious, man. I've got a lot of things going.
Now, do we need to talk about this in a skiff? I mean, what?
Yeah, possibly. Me and you out on a boat having a smoke, man.
No.
And I said the only reason.
Secure compartmentalized informational facility.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And then what did I say in the text? I said, unless you're drunk or strung out, you better show up.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to cop out.
You didn't want to be here?
Nope. And he told the same thing. He texted D-Train and said the same thing, too.
But that was last night. Today, it's unforeseen.
Yeah, today it's unforeseen.
Yesterday, crystal clear.
What the hell are you up to, Dave? You can't be up to that much.
A lot going on, bro.
Oh, I'm about ready to cuss.
There's a lot going on.
So badly. If you knew what Haney and I have had to go through in our lives to show up to do a show.
Yep, I understand that.
And you're a cop out.
Nope.
So you got like a lot of mysterious things going on? Am I going to be, like, surprised at some point and go, way to go, Dave?
No, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're working on stuff, absolutely. But you can't talk about it.
No, there's mm-hmm. top secret.
It's called cop out.
No, it's called top secret, Stan.
Grab bag.
There's a difference.
Brought to you by.
Now my voice is starting to raise.
Shutting up because you almost had the building calling the cops.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what was all that about? I heard Dave's getting arrested.
Yeah. Yep. Beasley's came down the hallway and said, do we need to call a cop?
Yeah.
And I would love that. I should have said yes and watched them haul your ass.
What are they gonna haul me away
here?
For, bro?
You're being disruptive.
Who says that?
Most of the textures.
Well, if they only knew you.
Well, Dave, you do have to if you stop and think about it. You know, we got offices and other radio stations.
If you
were in the other radio station and you heard you, you'd think something was going on.
Like a spaz.
No, I remember that happened before. It's happened in the hallway.
Yep, and you got written up for it.
That wasn't me, bro.
Nice.
College, yep. There
it wasn't me, bro.
No.
College football, it's back. And so isn't Nick Saban.
College football is back. 64 games on Saturday, including number one ranked Alabama. And it all kicks off Saturday morning with our exclusive interview with Bama head coach Nick Saban. And coach, we assume it's going to be a great game versus Louisville.
I don't think you should assume anything. All right, so you can assume that.
Well, is the Crimson Tide ready for another exciting season?
Look, none of that's been decided yet. So I wish we could talk about something else because I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Well, do you mind if we turn your finger tapping on the podium into a beat for the rest of the promo?
You know, I don't.
Don't miss the first big Saturday of college football this weekend. Nick Saban says, be there.
No, nobody said that. I mean, I don't know. Where did that come from, just to be clear?
What is it you need me to say? I'm not going to be the Alabama coach?
In a perfect world.
That bastard.
Yeah. We heard Dave's outburst last break. It was completely uncalled for.
Don't you feel any of his pain having to go from a four-car garage to a three?
Nope.
Don't you see how that could affect lives?
And I said to myself,
it's traumatizing, man.
Shut up. I said to myself, his acting out for no reason sounds a lot like people freaking out on, like, slingshot rides.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Vanilla, it's too late.
Dave? Dave? Dave.
Can I get out of this now?
Nope. You ready for this?
Well, I'd rather be back in Afghanistan doing this.
No, you wouldn't.
Dave. Dave. Just like you.
God have mercy!
Oh, boy!
See the top of that? That's where we're going.
No!
Yeah, we are!
I'm never gonna make 70!
Dave! Dave!
Doesn't sound like Dave at all. It sounds like a bunch of kooks.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of screaming, man.
Yeah, well, yeah,
Dave wouldn't do that.
No, hell no.
He's hardcore.
Yeah,
wouldn't even affect him.
At least I got a point.
He'd be looking at his phone the whole time.
Yeah, no point. Oh, just to also had a texter. Did you bring your guitar today?
No.
Nope.
Why didn't you remind me?
Week number three.
You didn't call me.
Week three.
That's what
I told you three weeks ago. But you didn't.
Was it, which was first, the chain or
same
the
day.
Guitar?
Same day that we brought it up. Let me tell you something. Whales are smart.
Sometimes too smart.
Yep. There was a humpback whale that was scaring a bunch of tourists in California this week. And they're watching the whale alongside the boat. And they're saying, he's going to try something. You can see that the whale is scheming to try something. And he was.
Look at the bubbles coming up.
I know. My God. He was right out. He's under us. Oh, he's going to do us in. Oh, I'm scared. Moby Dick.
Wow.
They gave me palpitations. I think they're planning something.
They're planning something.
That was insane.
That he was right here.
Did not care.
He's coming again. This one is got a vengeance. Get out. That's it. We need to leave. Oh my God, did you see what he just did?
Oh my God.
This is like barnacles, like whale barnacles. Yeah, he just, like, got us. Like, we need to go. Mom, I'm scared.
Are we leaking? Looking underneath.
Oh, my God. We need to just go.
Look at what he did to our boat. He totally bent the stanchion.
I'm really scared. Let's just go, because we're going to probably leak.
Now, Stan, as you know, I don't just read your normal news publications.
No,
I look at the foreign publications as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, France has some beautiful beaches.
Yes, they do.
And one of them has been closed down by the mayor. No one is allowed in the water. Now, your first reaction would be, it must be a shark.
Sharks.
Renegade dolphin.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Amorous.
And what they found, and I'm sure Dave knows about this because, you know, he knows everything about the ocean.
Yeah.
But I guess when a dolphin or a porpoise, especially a young male, is separated from the pod and they see people or boats around and they're on their own, they have certain needs.
Yes. Yes, they do.
And
like most mammals.
And if there's no dolphins around, they will investigate people in boats. And evidently, this dolphin has given them quite a fun summer. A dolphin would go up, let people grab the fin. He'd take them for a ride.
Oh, sure. Because he wants them.
But he's gotten too close to people now. And he's tried mating with people.
Yeah. Amorous.
And so their answer is to close down the beach. Yep. No one's allowed in the water.
Cooling off period.
And the lonely fella, he's just out there doing tricks. Hey, look at me. Yep. And can't understand why all of a sudden nobody cares anymore. He just gave and gave and gave. And when he needs something, the people are gone. So he's learned a valuable lesson. Yep.
D-Train, I would like you to read the third text down.
No, hold on. Now it's the fourth. Dave, I can find the needle in the haystack within 3 weeks.
Oh.
Dave's not amused by that.
Yeah, because he knows it's true. There is a
guy. You going to take that sitting down?
Just, you know what?
Yeah, maybe you should leave.
It's his show. Let him run his mouth.
Maybe you should leave.
But you know it's not true.
I know it's not true.
What's not true?
What I'm looking for. It's there.
Laughing so hard at Dave and Stan because I know it's a put-on. I only wish. I know management would only wish.
Is this a joke to you, Dave?
That guy right there? Him? Yeah, absolutely. Shut up. Stupid laugh. I'm Stan. Hey, everybody. I'm Stanley.
Let me ask you something.
What the hell is that, man?
Are you going to whine all show? Shut up and let me do this segment. It's sponsored.
Get man up.
But, of course, you don't know about
Cajone
that.
Cajone up, dog.
I didn't know you did impressions. That was pretty good.
Oh, I got a lot of them, bro.
Hold on to your seats, friends. Kyle Green is running for state representative in Minnesota. He identifies as African-American and Native American. And in his campaign ad, uses the N-word. He wants to be your N-word. I am not joking. Take a listen to this. This is real.
Hi, I'm your neighbor Kyle Green. I'm running for District 18A State Representative. I'm not asking for you to vote for me as your leader. I'm asking for you to vote for me as your public servant. The primary duty of a state representative is to protect all the rights of his constituents. I want to be your state representative. I want to be your public servant, and I want to be your neighbor.
What?
I thought no one was allowed to say that word ever under any circumstances. It's never okay, Stan.
It's never okay. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit with Peyton Manning when he had all the kids at the playground and was throwing footballs at their faces?
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic.
Yep.
He was doing an interview talking about that Saturday Night Live skit. It was supposed to be a takeoff on his United Way thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids around, and he's throwing bullets at them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I wasn't going to do it. He said that was it.
That was risky for him.
This was risky. It's over the line. But he did do it. Why did he wind up doing it? Here he tells you.
Probably a double dog dare.
Well,
these footballs were Nerf footballs with the Nerf cut out. They were as light as a feather. But they put those sound effects with it. It looks like you were just knocking these kids out. And I remember the director said, Peyton, you're a charitable guy. This is a spoof the United Way. That's why it's going to be funny. But it's only going to work if you're all in. I mean, you got to whack these kids right in the head. And I kept saying, my mother's going to be so disappointed when she sees this. And I finally, these kids were all child actors. Their parents were out there watching the whole time. It was very awkward and uncomfortable. And I finally told the director, I said, you know what? I just can't do it. I can't do it. I said, I will go up to the edge. This feels over the edge. I'm not comfortable. And he said, no problem. We don't have to do it. We don't want you to do anything out of your comfort zone. And right then, I cannot make this up, one of the parents of the child actors runs out onto the set and tells the director, I want him to hit my kid in the face. And I said, I will do it. I will knock your kid out.
And did the skit.
Yep, that's
because the parent knew his kid wouldn't be making any money if they didn't do the skit.
I want to play something for you that's going to be on an album, a CD. A lot of great stuff on this CD, but notice how times have changed. Bunch of country and rock artists went to Muscle Shoals to do an album of some of the great songs that have been recorded by some of the great stars that had performed at Muscle Shoals and Steven Tyler wanted to do the Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar. Now, Haney and I have talked about it numerous times. If you read the lyric to that song, you can't possibly record it the way it's written today. And listen carefully, Steven Tyler wanted to do it. But he doesn't put in all the lyrics. He mumbles them. Here's Steven Tyler from the Muscle Shoals album doing Brown Sugar. Was just
10 show queen. Did that make
yeah,
it?
All of it out. Out.
I bet your mama was in New Orleans.
Grab bag brought to you by Burning City Diner. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Everybody's here today, including people that didn't want to be. They were ready to cop out.
You can't talk about it, dude.
Yeah, no. I can't talk. Jeff Zito. Come on in here for a second. What's going on? What's going on, buddy? We got about a minute before we take the break. What's going on?
I'm just trying to go home. I'm just trying to go to Key West.
Yeah, good for you.
And nice. I'm just trying to finish my sandwich.
Watch out for the dolphins.
And get the, you know, Brad and upper management.
Told you.
Already talking to me about Dave's inside voice and how it doesn't happen.
Yep.
Oh. Like, do you really hate me, man?
No, bro.
What are you trying to do to this guy?
I'm seconds away from vacation here, and now this gets dumped on me.
Look, man, look. You got to understand.
No, how, you stop how it, he, copping
how,
out.
No, how the guy can bulldoze people,
you know. You know this.
And he takes it to a whole nother level.
I don't.
And you know what? The levels just keep going up, 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 up.
You're throwing me under the bus.
What do you mean I'm throwing you under the bus?
I haven't done anything to you.
I just had a meeting about Dave as I was halfway through a Deromo's Italian suit.
Because Dave's the only one they hear.
Yeah. Because Dave's the
Are
only
you kidding me?
Yep, he's the only one they hear.
Chris said I heard you.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't. I wasn't raising my voice, and he was in a meeting.
Zito,
why
I'm
can't
sorry,
you go and honor your supervisor and apologize and say that you've heard him again?
Getting loud again.
You're getting loud.
Who hates me here in this room?
Not I don't.
I love
somebody
you, dude.
Does. Yo. Somebody does.
Not me, bro. Dude,
I won't dignify that with a response, bro.
Have you noticed this?
I've noticed
that
it.
That ain't me, bro.
That ain't evaporation.
That ain't me, man.
That whiskey bottle's half gone.
Dude.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney
Have a
program.
Nice vacation, Jeff.
Jeff, have
you're
a
gonna,
great vacation.
You going to see our buddy Michael McLeod?
Yes.
Tell him we said hello.
Yes.
Love that man.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Did I tell you? And who was the first one? You're going to throw me under the bus, you son of a bitch.
You
get out of my sight.
You know what?
Get the hell out of my sight.
I'm having a brain aneurysm over you.
What's an aneurysm?
I almost wish you didn't come in today. Get out of my face.
I'm going to take you and have a dolphin rape you.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you got to be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Friday edition. Phone number into the studio. We're all here today, and you can really tell Dave how you feel because, according to one text, Dave's demeanor is a little stranger than normal today. What the hell is he on?
No, nothing, man.
Let him have it, bro.
I'm not.
Nobody talks to you like that.
No, ever.
I'm not on nothing.
Okay.
Drinking water, bro.
2779-600-239 area code. some of the prizes if you contribute to the show. Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, Stan and Haney Bobbleheads, Bernie's City Diner, Subway. And yeah, sometime before 4 o'clock, we'll let a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Beer Fest.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tickets to Busch Gardens during their beer fest. Beers from all around the world. So I'm home last night, and I get a text from Junior. Let me explain something. Whether it was Tommy, D-Train, Junior, our producers, with the exception of one, have extreme talents of their own,
mm-hmm.
and they bring them to the show. With D-Train, his computer knowledge, spectacular. Of course, Tommy, partner of Haney's for a long time, musically, brilliant mind.
He was one in a million, man.
And Junior works at a recording studio, so he has access to a lot of stuff.
And a musician in his own right.
And a musician in his own right. So he texts me last night. What did you find? The work tapes from El Camino?
Yeah, I found the original session for El Camino.
Did you?
In our files, yeah.
So, he says to me, I've got a few of these things. I'm sending them to you now. And I listened to them, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great song. Dave did a great job.
No.
Thank you, bud.
Not that song. Dave is now featured with some of the greats. Allow me to open up with Miles Davis and John Coltrane featuring Dave the Waterman.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a jazz bow.
Yeah, it was a great session, man.
He's also a pop singer, too.
I had no idea.
Yeah, 80s pop. Here's... Here's Cyndi Lauper featuring Dave the Waterman. Junior.
Girl very just nice. Wanted to drugs.
Wow. Oh, he sent those to me last night. He's like, those are phenomenal. Mm. What do you say?
Thank you, man. That was really good. And that was
excellent. You're welcome.
Excellent. Yeah, you do excellent. Great. Yeah, you did such a great job, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo! Telling you, man, a lot of work.
This just goes to show that a good producer can make anybody sound good.
Any musical genre, this man can do it.
That's right. Junior can make you do anything.
I don't think Junior was the star of that. I think it was Dave, man.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Camino.
Yeah, great producers. Had a great crew that night. Yeah, I want to thank everybody.
And you were just feeling it, man.
Oh, I was all about it, man.
Great.
That is phenomenal. Oh.
And the Coltrane stuff, man.
Yeah, top notch.
Just makes you want to score some H, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure, top notch.
Doesn't matter what decade. No, he'd be right in there.
Right in there.
This was metal in the 50s, you
know? Yeah, I know, man.
It's a society.
It was.
Yeah, it's a society.
Camino!
Camino! What a voice.
Camino. 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 Woo! Camino. Camino. Treat like you drink. Treat like you drums. Woo! Woo!
He drives the beatniks wild, doesn't he?
He sure does. I'm telling you, that is good stuff. Mm-hmm. The you know what? The attitude towards you, well, it's not you, it's really Junior, but they're all saying, OMG, this is great. It is. You did a phenomenal job with that.
Because girls just want to do drugs.
277-96.
Did you ever think that you would do that type of music?
No, that's a great mashup, man. You know,
I bet you didn't even know you had that kind of talent.
No. Now you got me interested in what else I can unleash now.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I got a lot boarded up here.
Oh, I got more in store for you.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. It's just like he was telling Jeff Zito about radio. I mean, he hasn't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, hasn't even scratched the surface. And it's amazing. When you tell people that, you just sit back and let other people do the work for you.
This microphone stinks, man.
It's not worthy of you, is it?
Nobody else uses it but you. Nobody else uses it but you.
Sure, but no, man. There's other people who use this mic.
Nope.
You get out of here.
No.
Haney uses that one. He's the only one that uses that one. This one gets used by everybody. That's why I keep a windscreen on it. Yeah, that's all you. 277-9600.
We need to rock.
Just, yeah, I'm just saying. Damn. Sounds like a dirty taco, man.
Is it like a foil taco or a regular taco?
Jesus.
Foil. Been sitting in the sun for like
Busch
48
Gardens,
hours.
Bernie City Diners, Subway, Barbecue Saw, Bobbleheads. Let us know what you think of that. That was groovy stuff.
I'm looking at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yeah. What?
Is Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan all kicked back in a big chair?
Yeah, and Clinton's there and Hillary's there.
And Chaka Khan was singing. Now Ronnie Isley is up there.
Yeah, they're all there. They're setting off big 5 hour.
That's a guy who's a dead ringer for Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, 5 hour service.
Who is that guy? Doesn't that look just like Johnny Cochran?
Yeah, but it's not. Johnny Cochran's dead.
I know, but look at that guy. He's purposely trying to look like him.
I don't know. I think it's a Jackson.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yep.
What was that about, Dave?
Johnny Cochran, man. OJ trial.
I don't get it. What does that mean about
the glove, man? The glove, the one bloody glove, man. If it doesn't fit,
I don't remember that. What?
Come on now.
No, I don't. What do you mean?
I'm not going to get into it. Let's take some phone calls.
277.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
get
okay.
Out of here.
You talking about O.J. Simpson, the football player?
Yeah, man. Am I in a parallel universe?
You're on drug.
The guy who was in Naked Gun.
Yeah, the Hertz dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played football.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah. Well, you know, he got wrapped up in that murder thing, man, back in the 90s.
Never heard such a thing.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, him and this guy.
I loved him in The Towering Inferno.
He's great.
Yep.
Such a likable guy.
Yep.
That's a big mess.
277-9600.
He's probably best known now as he's like the spokesman for Bruno Mali shoes.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he kicked one of those off as well.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave.
Something like that.
Ahoy. Ahoy. Did I hit the wrong button?
Probably.
Ahoy. Ahoy. 277-9600. I hope this phone hasn't gone bad. Let's try that. No, it's working. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is... Ahoy, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I've been laughing so hard, and you got me in tears. But I was down at a Shell station down by the Muscat whatever casino, and I bought a bunch of Stan and Henny stuff.
The what casino?
Muscatsuki.
Mikasuki,
whatever it's called.
Are you talking about the Seminole Casino or the Mikasuki Casino?
Mikasuki.
The one down Miami way?
Yeah.
What about that one?
Well, they had a whole crap load of Stan and Henny barbecue saw on there. And I bought a bunch of them. But where do I get the bigger bottle?
Why didn't you take a photo?
Yeah, at the Mikasuki Casino?
No, it was at the Shell station across the street.
At the Shell station across the street.
Yep.
Are you talking about when you're going down 75 and you hit that one little oasis there?
No, 40. I thought I was on 41. I don't go there that much. But
I don't know. I know the Mikasuki Casino.
I don't even know where the Mikasuki Casino is.
That's off of 41 north of Miami.
Yes, I could see the casino from the parking lot, and I walked in and I bought a shirt and a pair of sunglasses.
Is that the one like on Chrome Avenue?
I don't know the streets.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we got our own local casino around here. It's the Seminole Casino. Isn't that right, D-Train?
That's right, Stan. The all-new Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. That's right. When you come out to play, why stay the day when you can spend the night at the all-new Seminole...
I thought he had it.
I did too. It was smooth.
Why is that so hard for me?
I don't know. Ahoy.
One day you'll get it.
Yeah.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Yeah, who's this? Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff?
Hey, that last caller was talking about Dade Corners down there by Chrome Avenue.
Yeah, Chrome Avenue.
What place?
It's called Dade Corners. On corner 41 and Chrome.
Dade Corners, and they have, do you know if they have the barbecue saw there?
Oh, yeah, I buy it in there all the time.
I guess everybody knows.
Yep, for sure, man. Yep.
All right, why don't we call down there and find out if they got it?
Sounds like they keep it in regular
evidently
stock.
Fully stocked. Jeez.
You know, it's right there on the edge of the Everglades. People know good stuff there.
Yeah, I know there's a casino on 41. I've been there. Okay, the people are starting to provoke me.
And what is it? The Miskawookie?
Mikasuki?
What did he call it? I couldn't even recreate that if I tried.
Nope.
It's Mikasuki.
Yep.
The way he pronounced it was a thing of beauty.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Mitch in Naples.
Mitch? You got to speak up for me, Mitch.
Okay. Hey, the Waterman thing is getting tired and old. I don't like it at all. Can you please stop it?
Dave, do you have a comment on that?
We'll try to improve it for you, sir.
Should we get rid of him? Should we get rid of him?
Two on my way was put across.
What did he
Dave,
say?
Dave, just I don't know. Dave, just tell him your call is important to us.
Yeah, try back.
That's like
call's very important. Give us another try.
Your call is important to
you
us.
You always got to add stuff to it, don't you? Just listen
Shut
to what
up,
he
man.
Says. Listen to D-Train. He talks about the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee.
That's right, Stan. The all-new Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. That's right. When you come out to play, why stay the day when you can spend the night at the all-new Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee?
There we go.
All right.
We're going to take a break. 277-9600. We're all here. Explain to Dave how you don't like him.
Dave, you want to freestyle over this jazz?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see without anybody doing Woo! The work for you. Go.
Say, hold on. I've got to get into it here a little bit, Stan. Just let me
turn it up, Stan.
Make it happen.
Yeah, turn it up a little bit. Come on, man. Crank that baby.
Right.
There we go, brother.
Come on.
Lady. Oh, lady. Let's go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's go out and have a good time.
What are you, humping a chair over there?
I'm dancing, brother. Lady.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. About half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails. We're right smack dab in the middle of open phones prize blowout. 277-9600. Chance for you to talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind. You could pick up a prize. Still haven't given away those Busch Gardens tickets to Beer Fest. That is... What is that? Oh.
It's Angus.
Yep. Okay. Pair tickets so that you can go to Busch Gardens. We've got $20 to Subway. $20 Bernie City Diner. Stan and Haney bobbleheads. Stan and Haney Baba Kusaw. You contribute to the show. You could get one of those prizes. 277-9600. I have to say something very quickly before we go into the phone calls. This is directed at Haney and myself because we try to stay informed in the news and we know that there's a lot of, for the lack of a better term, fake news out there. Now, I don't know what's going to happen at 5 o'clock.
Look, you can see all those red lights. They're blinking off now.
I don't know what's going to happen at 5 o'clock. But MSNBC's hack, Chuck Todd, was on television on that channel.
He's no
yesterday.
Tim Russert.
Damn right he isn't. But he was on television last night. And,
oh.
And he said, get ready that Mueller is going to drop a bomb today. His words.
He's the only guy saying
I
it.
I know. His words... I wouldn't want to miss work tomorrow, meaning today, and not to sound cliche, but 5 p.m.? Well, let's see, we got an hour and 15 minutes.
They're living in fantasy land.
And he's the only one saying it. So, let's wait for something really big. He's going to drop a bombshell.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's made up.
Yeah, of course it is.
And I will tell you this. And it's been said before, but they're going, oh, look at Mueller's got all these people pleading guilty. They're pleading guilty to nonsense,
yep.
Especially in the case of Flynn. Now, when you get to Manafort and Cohen, they did things on a financial level that would have never come to the attention of
never.
The authorities
never.
If they weren't close to Donald Trump.
That's the only reason.
And
they do that in the hopes of getting somebody to flip.
And that's the point. And I say this with confidence. No matter who you are, if I give someone unfettered power, which Mueller has, he's above the government.
Yep.
He has virtually unlimited power. You pick anybody in the country. And I send someone with the power for a grand jury and 13 prosecutors, I will find something.
Yep.
If I can't get you, I will find someone in your immediate circle that you would never even know about.
Yep. That's done.
And that's what they used to say in the old Soviet Union with their intelligence services. You bring me the man, I'll find the crime.
Yep. Bombshell at 5. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, I was just calling to talk to Dave a little bit and tell him that his last show on this last Saturday was his best show so far.
Yep, last Saturday.
Yeah, right on.
Phenomenal.
They're getting better.
How did it go, Dave?
The one where he wasn't there.
Oh, he suckered me.
Yeah, he got me, too.
So you haven't been doing a show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you doing a show or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we've been doing a show, absolutely. Me and D-Train, yeah,
I'm
man.
Talking about on K. He's talking about on K-Rock.
Oh. I thought he was talking about the other one.
So where are we with that? Did you decide you don't want to do it?
No. I still got to talk to Zito, man. I got some stuff going on in my head, man. What is this?
Oh, come on, man.
K-Rock, everything that rocks. That was Rise Against with Savior. Killer song, man. Love it. Absolutely love it. And, you know, I got to revert back just for a second. That Pink Floyd song, Wish You Were Here, reminded me, man, of
so bad. He doesn't want to listen to it.
Long time ago. I took like 3 hits of LSD acid, man, and decided to make the grand idea to go to a water park. And man, that was a bad idea. Let me tell you, because I felt like a giant male member. And sometimes when you're going through those tubes, you know, and I kept thinking, man, I'm sliding into giant lady parts. You know what I'm saying? What a trip that was, man. God, that was like just a party in itself. Woo!
Ahoy.
Dave's on the floor.
I don't care.
Ahoy.
Hey, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, I was just calling to clarify the caller earlier that called up saying he was at the Mississippi Resort where he got the salsa.
Yes.
It's called the Four Corners. It's called Four Corners right there.
Yeah, I thought they called it Dade Corners.
Dave Corners?
Dade
I don't
Corners.
Know, I don't know if they want to actually have that name on there. They might pay to have it not on there, no.
Thank you, brother. 277-9600. What is the matter with you?
Nothing. Why were you laying on the floor?
I'm just taking a break.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just taking a break, man.
Just wanted to make sure.
Hey, no problem.
Because you mentioned an aneurysm earlier.
Here we go. I'm about to have another one.
I don't want you to get an aneurysm.
It's about to happen. I heard it's coming.
Have you had an aneurysm before?
Yeah, something's popped in my head, man, the other day. I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on?
Stuff's happening in my skull, dude, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, come on! Woo! Man, I love that song, Disturb, Stupefy. Speaking of Stupefy, I know some of you, it's after 11, what, almost 11:20. Man, there's some of you guys out there that are just completely cocked, loaded, stupefied. Give me a call at 277-9600. I want to hear from you. I want to hear just how stupefied you are.
Dave? Dave, can you get up off the floor?
277-9600.
First of all, that's filthy. You shouldn't be down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirt down there.
Dude, I've been worse.
But you don't want to continue to wallow in it. You don't have to be on the floor.
This is where the guy keeps sending me into a crap hole.
I didn't say any of that stuff. You did. 277-9600. Ahoy.
Ahoy. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you? Who's this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Not too bad. Dave, yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be laying on the dirty floor either, buddy.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And by the way, I'd like to say I was just listening with Haney's remarks. I believe him to be politically correct on everything he was talking about. I just wonder when he's going to run for some local office.
He tried.
Did I?
Well, you did try to run for president.
Hey, he would have got my vote all around.
He got a lot of votes. Believe it or not, he showed up in the primaries down here in Southwest Florida.
That's awesome. Love what you guys are doing on the show. I listen every day.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Living in Florida 5 years, haven't missed a show since I've been here.
Thank you very much. Can we get you something?
Hey, definitely. What do you got?
Let's see. You want to go to Busch Gardens?
Definitely would love to.
Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
All right, you're going. Hold on.
You know, that's nice of him to say, but I don't have any plans for running for office at this time.
At this time.
You know, if we're 8 years down the road and, you know, Governor DeSantis is completing his term, perhaps I'd consider it. I don't think I want to go to Washington.
No, you don't want to go to that cesspool. Washington, D.C.?
No, that'll take, you know, let's pick a choir boy. I don't know, a Trey Radel. They go up there and they just, it's a bad influence on people, Washington.
You know what? I'm going to say this. And I say this with all due respect to Dave the Waterman. He is, and I'm being serious talk. He is the most polarizing person that I have ever worked with in radio.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe another one. But you either love him or you hate him.
Mm-hmm. How could you hate him?
I'm going to read three texts, three of them. And nobody falls in the middle. Text number one, I will never understand why you guys ruin every single Friday show by having that doofus keep coming back. Next text, very next text. Stop it, guys. I am laughing so hard. People are looking at me. Next text. If there is a mop bucket handy, can Dave use it to wash up after being on the floor? Nobody is indifferent to you.
Dave, I want to be serious for a second.
They just don't understand me, bro.
Yeah,
here's what I would like for you to do, if you can do it, Dave.
Yeah, what do we got?
And I want you to be serious. Can you explain to people how important it is that you come in here on Fridays? How important is it that you come in and see us?
He wasn't going to come in today.
It is very important. There is a unity, a bonded by blood, brothers.
Yeah, you're going to be the first one to jump ship.
I doubt that, brother.
I know that.
I doubt that.
What I'm getting at is that the rest of the week,
you're very
lonely.
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah. This is
plenty of time then to go through boxes and find a medal.
Stan.
Sorry, my bad on that. And my apologies.
And Dave, you know very well that you need to come in and see us, because if you get around the wrong people, you're easily influenced.
Oh, yeah, it'll be over fast.
Like, you're with me and Stan right now, everything's fine.
Yep.
But if you're around somebody else and they go, hey, Dave, how about a couple of shots of Fireball?
Yep.
You're like, woo!
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do drugs.
But as long as we're around, you're okay.
Yeah. Damn hat, man.
Hey!
What?
Put that. Do you know?
You're not allowed to take that off. Somebody takes it off.
Jeff Zito paid a lot of money so that you could have that hat. He's wearing a dunce cap, everybody.
And it's a very nice one. And it matches your outfit.
Yeah, apparently I didn't know that. I wasn't preparing for this today.
Yeah, but it looks great.
But then I showed up and I said, wait a minute. Like, I'm totally matching. Weird, huh?
You know what it is, Dave? It's not about what you're doing right now.
I'm not worried about
but
it, man.
You know you've done things in your life that you deserve to wear that hat for.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done?
I can't repeat that over air, brother. No.
I'll tell you, the most illegal thing you've ever done.
The stupidest thing I've ever done is been in multiple backs of cop cars for no reason, really.
For no reason.
No reason.
You just talked your way right into the back of a car.
I talked myself out of the car, okay?
How do you end up in the car?
Because you're always basically semi-guilty until proven, you know, innocent. You know?
That's how the system works, isn't it?
You're semi-guilty.
We were just talking about that.
You're semi-guilty until proven innocent. No, get that out of here, will you?
No, I think you just said we're blood brothers.
Bonded by blood, bro.
I thought you were kidding for a second, but if you're bringing blood brothers I was going to tell you not to pick on him, but if it's about blood brothers, different.
We seal it with a drink.
No, that's all right, man.
No,
my throat's scratchy. I don't need any. I don't want none.
Holiday weekend. Listen.
Throat scratchy. A little whiskey will set that right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
There we go.
Boss, help me.
See, he's not saying. He's saying, go ahead.
man.
Yeah, we'll pass it around. Sane, go ahead.
You gonna get some?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, we're
Blood
all
Brothers.
Gonna get some. Blood Brothers,
we're Blood
man.
Brothers, right?
Yep, let's go, man.
All right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Blood.
Yeah, yeah, he's...
Have at it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You earned it, buddy.
Smells good.
It sure
That's good whiskey.
Does. It's good whiskey.
Very popular good around here.
What the hell are... Hey! What the hell are you doing?
He took too much.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Don't be drinking on the...
You're the one that's telling me to have some.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, dude.
I just took the cork.
You feel
off.
Better?
It's soothing the throat, man. See how much better my voice sounds now?
Did you see
now?
What he just did? Did you see what he just did?
You can't drink in a studio.
Bro, you're sitting there.
What was he doing? He was swatting at a fly. There's been a fly in there for 3 days.
No, I know, man. I heard about that.
And you know what? You didn't just take a shot. You chugged.
Baby, scratch my back.
It's liquor, bro.
That's right.
And that was about 2.5 shots.
Let me tell you, if you're going to hang with me, bro, you better man up.
Hang with you.
We're Blood Brothers, bro.
What?
Blood Brothers.
Yeah. Had a little whiskey?
No, they're a little numb.
You don't see Haney and I pulling off that
bottle. Just pulled on it.
I did, certainly did not.
Yeah, I could have sworn
you don't see
did.
D-Train. Do you know what D-Train is doing here? He doesn't even work here anymore, and he's still working because he's posting stuff about you, and you're sitting here drinking whiskey. He comes in on a Friday. He doesn't have to do anything, but yet he is. You come in on a Friday, sit there with a dunce cap pulling off a whiskey bottle. What the hell dope. Is your problem? What a dope. A dope.
That was very descriptive, Stan.
Yep.
Damn, he sets
You're
me
You're wearing
up.
A dunce cap, sipping off a whiskey
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah, pulling off a whiskey bottle.
He's like the eighth dwarf.
Yeah.
Why'd you set me up like this, man? I'll never know.
We're going to take a break. We still have to qualify one more person.
I'm going to call that
the...
dolphin.
Did it not occur to you to, after as many times as he's pulled that on you, to not do it?
Dunce.
I'm not thinking
that's,
about
Yep, you're not
last
thinking.
Week.
That's right. You're not thinking.
I'm thinking about the future.
One more qualifier Woo! For the Louder Than Life Festival. I'd be sticking by your radio if I were you. What are you doing, chasing it?
Yeah, you got to, you know, thin it out a little bit.
You're drunk.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, congratulations to Rick Hicks. Our final qualifier in the Louder Than Life Festival. That's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
And less than 1 hour. Right before Haney's news, we're going to announce the grand prize winner. Somebody's going to get the airfare, the hotel, and a chance to go see, bands like Five Finger Death Punch, Alice in Chains, Nine Inch Nails, Godsmack, Breaking Benjamin, Shine Down, Limp Bizkit, and more. September 28th through the 30th. So we're all set. We're going to announce it right before Mark Haney in the news.
Stan, I hate to do this, but... You know, you always like to say it's my show as much as it is yours.
Absolutely.
Can I have just a couple of minutes?
I'll give you 90 seconds. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
I've made a small fortune. And you've squandered it all.
I know who that is.
You've shamed me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hope you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you won't tell me why. We're here at the station
and you're getting on. And all I can think of is thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank God in Greyhound you're gone.
Out of here!
I didn't know how much longer I could go on. Watching you take the respect out of me.
That's right, Clark, isn't it?
Watching you a total wreck out
from,
of me.
That
big diesel motor is a play in my
and the big
song.
Note guitar book.
Thank yeah. God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in
I
Greyhound
loved
you're
Hee-haw.
Gone. That load on my mind got lighter.
And you know, when you every time gone. I think of Hee-haw, I think of you, Dave.
Well, why is that, Stan?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Gloom, despair, and agony on people. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Here's the Hager Brothers.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, boys. It's Friday, almost quitting time.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Give it a real woo, Dave.
Woo!
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, that's for you, Estero.
That's it, buddy. K-Coral. Woo! All right, check it out, man. Lehigh Acres, we've got a crash with injuries at First Street West and Hannah Avenue South. There's no road blockage there, so be on the lookout for that. Also in Lehigh Acres, we have a crash at Leonard Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And no injuries reported at that one. We have two to report in Fort Myers. We have a disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound and Palm Beach Boulevard. Just daving around the road there. And then Fort Myers, crash, Big Pine Way and Daniels Parkway. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Got a little something from the road watchers out there. And this came in, not sure why, but traffic on State Road 80 going west near the power plant is at a complete standstill.
Yeah.
I just turned around. He's saying, take State Road 31. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Let's see what's coming up. He's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Is it real or is it an urban legend? You always hear somebody. I remember years ago learning this from a wise old man known as Machine Shop Jim.
Yeah.
Who would tell you without hesitation, you ought to be careful when you're driving near the end of the month, because they got a quota. They'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, well, I always heard that.
Well, it's been looked into, and we'll tell you what they found.
In less than an hour. Now, a cop will tell you it's a complete untruth. People in the know will say, oh, it is completely true.
We only deal in rumor and conjecture here, Stan.
Since the very beginning, Haney.
A man in Phoenix robbed a convenience store at gunpoint last week. It didn't go well for him because, well, he got beat up and then they robbed him.
Dave?
Man tricks the police into breaking up with his girlfriend for him. And finally, Dateline, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Oh, one of the armpits of Florida.
A woman pressed charges after her drunken boyfriend had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to give her a wet willy. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's important, whether it's Friday or any other day, for laughter. Yeah. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Dave?
Junior?
He's not there.
He's not there yet?
He's not there yet.
We went over this last week.
Jeez.
I thought he might have been there by now.
I'll tell you when he's there. He's starting to ease his way in. He told about his question of the week.
All right, maybe in
the future. But until I give you the...
All right, well, let's do it again. Can we do it again?
Haney?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Dumb ass.
That wasn't very nice.
It's the truth!
Stan?
Haney?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Dave?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home!
Hi!
It's a long way to get there.
Darn right it was.
Whew. Well, I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Other than having a day off on Monday, what do you know about Labor Day?
I don't know. What?
Well, thing, ain't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it is commie.
I thought that was May Day.
That too.
Let's find out with today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Labor Day.
Top things you didn't know about Labor Day.
If you still have to report to work on Labor Day, you're legally obligated to not try. Twenty-five percent of Americans plan to travel over the Labor Day weekend, and every single one of them will get on the road at the exact same second you try to leave. Labor Day is America's third favorite holiday. It would have been rated higher, except millennials don't like things associated with labor. <laughs> 1882 was the inaugural Labor Day with the keynote speaker Bernard Sanders.
Mary and Joseph. Yeah, she knew him too.
Thanks to the 3-day weekend, it's a great opportunity to spend quality time with your family, and you still have 2 days left to play Fortnite. You know, that's like the one game I don't play, and I don't miss it.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, you and I are the same on that.
Yep.
I thought that would make you feel good.
Yep. Right on, Haney.
Orlando is a top destination for Labor Day fun.
Ah.
Particularly for anyone who wants to be surrounded by people that make them feel better about their lives.
Dave?
I don't want that one played anymore.
What's that?
Just don't worry about it. Move on.
It's an offensive holiday since it disregards America's lazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's the perfect day to kick back and drink.
Yeah, right, Dave?
Then become addicted to drink.
Yep, right,
then
Dave?
Ruin your relationships.
Yep.
Then go to rehab, come back sober, but always angry.
Yeah.
Uber will charge surge pricing unless you split a beer with your driver.
Yep.
It's considered the unofficial end of summer and the unofficial beginning of heckling people who wear white. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Labor Day.
Yes.
One of the first U.S. labor unions was formed by women working in sweatshops 17 hours a day, which raises the question, who was at home doing all the cooking and cleaning?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up and fix me a sandwich.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
That's right, Freddie. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Okay, this first one is a response to our question of the week yesterday. If you, you can answer this one, Dave. If growing up, you probably had a favorite pet, someone special in the household. If you could pick that one pet to be with you today in your house, what pet would it be?
Oh, that'd be my Alaskan Malamute Blue.
Yeah. Ah, that was a good dog.
Yeah, it was.
How long did Blue last?
3 weeks. Yep.
3 weeks.
Yep, got stolen. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Did Blue ever crap the floor?
It was delegated to the outside, and it stood on a picnic bench for 3 weeks straight. Yeah.
And it was stolen.
Yeah, it got stolen.
From the picnic bench?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wish we could have that dog back.
Yep.
This is Craig. In reference to favorite pet growing up, I have many favorite pets, but two stand out. One was a chihuahua that would take sand spurs off my shoes and put them in a pile for me. Talk about loyalty and dedication. The second was the most athletic dog I've ever seen. He could run like a gazelle, but was amazing when we played basketball in our driveway. He would run in circles and jump as high as he could up into the trees, emulating our task at basketball. It was amazing to see. Thank you, Stan and Haney. Signed, Craig. This is from Tom. Hi, Stan and Haney. I just returned to Naples from a car show, Trans Am, in Dayton, Ohio. My brother and I visited the Air Force Museum in Dayton. It is home to the Wright brothers. This museum is spectacular, with airplanes from every era. There are rockets, old Air Force ones, stealth bombers, supersonic jets. If anyone visits this place and still thinks that America was never great, they need to have their head examined. The bravery of the American airmen and the achievements of our engineers is phenomenal. It's a shame that today's political correctness puts a big damper on our real history. Keep up the great work, signed Tom.
You know, really, some of the things that are coming out that supposedly Democrats believe, they sound made up and insane.
It does. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep. What, Mueller, what here? Let's see. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, did you see the latest on Orr? Turns out he was informing Weinstein on the fake dossier. More conspiracy. Just how deep does this go?
It goes deeper than you think.
It needs to end. Guys, I heard your question of the week. The pet from my childhood would be our dog, Spot. Spot? He was my dad's hunting dog. He loved to be hooked to our sleds, and he would pull us all over the neighborhood.
That's a good dog.
Yep. Being a retriever, he would play fetch all day long. Sadly, one day, my dad had him out hunting, and he had a heart attack. So here's some good news. That place where PETA wanted to put a sign about the lobsters in the county? No. Okay. All no. Right. Capital letters. No. Now, now here's some more news that's just friggin' ridiculous. There is a school district in Alabama that has outlawed the playing of such games as dodgeball, musical chairs, tag, duck, duck, goose.
I suppose smear the queers out of the question.
Are you kidding me? Now, I'm guessing it's elementary schools. Now, here is their reasoning. Some kids aren't as athletic as others. There may be injuries or hurt feelings. Yeah, we all know there's a huge injury risk in tag and musical chairs. As for those kids who aren't as athletic, put them somewhere else and maybe teach them how to change their tampon.
And those kids are the worst, because you know what would happen? If you were able to separate those kids from the athletic ones,
yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, let's separate them and let the slow kids or whatever play together. They will develop their own hierarchy.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It's going to happen no matter where it is.
Absolutely correct. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You've got to learn to function in society. Right, Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He doesn't know.
No, I'm looking at that picture, man. It's hilarious.
That's a picture of Hillary without makeup.
Look at that. Check that out, Mark.
Oh, she is George Soros.
Yeah.
That's the big trick.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Let me tell you, in about 20 minutes, live on the air, we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to call somebody who got qualified for the Louder Than Life Festival. You don't know who it is yet, but if you gotten yourself qualified, I'd stick by your phone, because we're going to go and call the grand prize winner. Get the airfare, get the hotel stay, tickets to the show in Louisville, Kentucky. So stay tuned for that. We're going to call the person live on the show right before Haney's news. Of course, it's now traffic time. Let's let the wizard of traffic himself get you updated. Here's Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, boys. Almost 20 minutes to quitting time. Woo!
Okay, this ain't a show. It's about doing traffic. All you're right, not on stage. Okay?
You know, it doesn't have to be. Every day is a stage.
How about reading the traffic?
Everywhere I go, there's a stage. All right, man. Let's start in Fort Myers. We have a crash at North Airport Road and South Cleveland Avenue, so be on the lookout for that there. And one more to report. Bonita Springs crash. There's no injuries or road blockage at South Tamiami Trail and Coconut Road. You're up to date. Another big 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave. Another show coming to our area is Skindred I'm told a very rare U.S. appearance. So, you know what? Consider yourself lucky. Thursday, September 27th at the Buddha Rock Club in Fort Myers. Advance tickets are just $5. And a limited number of VIP tickets are also available for 25 clams. It's going to be September 27th at the Buddha. If you want details on this rare, very rare, Skindred show, go to 96krock.com.
What's...
Absolute Law text line. Hey, Stan, why don't you leave the show, and then it could be called the Haney and Dave Show, you dick. Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd sit at home and listen. Oh, look at it. Ahoy!
Hi, Stan Haney?
Yeah, Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, this is Skippy.
Hey, Skippy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good.
Can I talk to Big Waver Daver?
Oh, we got a little bit of time here, Skippy. You sure can, Dave. It's your buddy Skippy.
It is. I heard that. What's up, Skippy? How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? What's going up, bro, Cephas?
Yeah.
Bro,
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bro, Cephas the Third?
Yeah.
Broheim? Yeah. Come on, what do you want to do?
I think he's getting over that, okay?
All right. What's up, buddy? What's up, Skippy? Sorry about that.
I just wanted to let you know I got some good news.
Yeah, what's that, man?
I thanks to you and all the stuff you taught me, I took a girl to the baseball game, and I think I got to second base.
Really now? So it worked.
Yeah, well, sort of.
You sound pretty excited, buddy.
Yeah, and
so how was it? Fill me in. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm probably going to need some more advice.
All right. Well, you know, let's see where we go, but let's hear a little bit about the story. What happened, man? How'd the game go and everything? I mean,
well, the Miracle won.
Uh huh. Okay.
Well. And so that was pretty cool. And we had hot dogs and sodas.
No alcohol?
He's a kid, you idiot.
Skippy ain't a kid, is he? How old are you, Skippy?
I'm almost 18.
I thought you were older than that, dude. Sorry about that, Skip. All right, man. Continue on.
Now you made me look like a dick. I'm not a little kid.
That's, man, Skippy. So what's the deal, man? You took a girl to the game. You made it to second base. How did that go?
Now everybody thinks I'm uncool. I can't help how old I am.
Yep, he can't
help
that.
Don't worry about it, dude. Dave. What's up, man?
Jeez. He's trying to tell you he took a girl to the baseball game.
I'm trying to get it out of him.
Got to second base.
How?
Thanks to you.
How did you get to that point? What? Okay.
Well, I got in my car. And I drove to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Felda, but she lives in Alpha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Named after the flower.
And I got really confused because I started to drive to Felda. But anyway.
Thought her name was Alva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't keep it straight. But she just started at work. She's a part-timer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if ethically I'm okay because, you know, I have seniority over her.
Mm. So she works with you then at the big box store?
Yeah, she works for me.
Okay. Because he was hired a couple of months before she was, so he's got seniority.
I know, man.
Why don't you stop writing stuff down and talk to the young man.
I am talking to the young man, Stan. All right, continue on, bud. So you're headed out to Felda, which you were going to go to Alva, but then you headed to Alva, whatever the hell.
You can't even keep his story straight. He's picking up a girl that he met at work. He's her boss, and they're going to the baseball game.
No joke. Continue.
Yeah, her name's Felda, but she lives in Alva.
That's it. Continue.
And anyway, I picked her up, and her dad kind of mean mugged me.
You know what that is, Dave.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Shake that one right off.
Got the blind leading the
blind. Yeah, don't worry about that, pal.
Yeah, and as soon as she got in the car, she says, I apologize for my dad, and I acted real tough. And I go, hey, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
That scored you some points right there, didn't it?
I think so.
You're damn right it did.
And then I put the CD in, and, you know, like you said, nothing but hard rock. And so I put on Bon Jovi.
All right. All right.
Do you know how to carry along a conversation?
I'm listening to him talk for a second.
Do you know how to move it along?
All right. Continue, man. Sorry about that, bro. Shut up, Stan.
And then she started talking about work stuff.
Yeah.
And I let her rattle on for a while, and then I said, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. We got enough work stuff going on. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about some tunes.
I was trying to communicate to her, even though what she was saying was kind of interesting, that I was bored with her.
Yeah, that's what you taught him, right?
So what you're saying is then she was like, okay, I need to spice this up a little bit. He's looking for something else.
I don't know, but it worked. And we got to the ball game, mm-hmm. and I went up and I ordered what I wanted, and then tell me if I did it right.
Yeah, let me see.
I ordered my stuff first, and then I said, what you want, woman?
Yeah, what you want, babe? And what'd she say? I'll eat whatever you're eating?
She kind of giggled and put her hand over her chest and then told me what she wanted. And
impressive.
I ordered it, even though it was more money than I really wanted to spend.
I've been there.
You're there every day.
Shut up. Don't listen to him, Skip.
And then?
Do you know how to push a conversation?
I'm listening to him, man, and you're the one that's jerking around.
And inject stuff so he can move the story along.
Oh, God, Stan.
Then we went and sat down to watch the baseball game.
Yeah.
And she reached over and held my hand.
I see.
Okay, so that was the first physical contact you've had with her.
So what would that be in the baseball terminology?
I don't know. That would be a first base, I guess, Stan. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily – well, would that be first base, man?
No, it wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't think so. That'd be like a swing, right?
And
help me out, man. I don't know. I don't watch baseball.
So then – we weren't at the baseball game for very long because when she touched my hand, I knew because of what you said, you got to get moving.
Yeah.
And and we hadn't even finished our hot dogs or anything, but as soon as she grabbed my hand, I said, hey, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Yeah, the powers just clicked, didn't it?
Yeah, and so then I took her out to the car, and I grabbed her ass.
Oh, all right, okay.
That's okay in your book, isn't it, Dave?
Stan, I mean,
you know, to leave the baseball game, her what to eat, and then go out to the car and grab her ass. What kind of advice are you giving this young kid?
It sounds like this gentleman here is pulling the right moves. Now, Skippy.
Yeah.
He's getting him somewhere, Stan.
I'm just doing what you told me to do.
That's fine.
Dave.
Don't worry about it, buddy. Yep. Don't worry. We'll continue on with some more lessons.
Yep.
Now,
Mr. Success here.
Absolutely, Stan. I am 43 and very successful. So, you know, just learn to know that. Now, Skippy, so you went out, you grabbed her ass, and then what did she do? Did she make any kind of any ulterior moves? Did she kind of lean into you?
Ulterior what?
I mean, did she lean into you? You know what I'm saying? Or did come on. I want to hear it.
And so I grabbed her ass, and I don't think she was expecting
it. Of course not.
And
how did it feel?
Well, I was a little scared.
Well, no, I mean, how'd her ass feel?
Big and fat.
Did you like it?
Well, you told me, you know, that you just got to get some experience. You're not going to get a supermodel your first time out.
No.
Yep.
But she's pretty disgusting.
Yep.
Well, don't worry about that, man. We all go through that. Don't worry, Skippy. We all go through that.
A little sample of Dave taking over the show here.
And so I grabbed her ass, and she seemed to like it, and she started to press herself against me, and she said, and her voice got really strange, and she was breathing weird, and she goes, "I really, really like you, Skipper." And
wow.
I pushed her away from me, and I said, "Woman, don't you ever effing call me that again. You know my name.
And she
say
got-
my name."
Oh, damn, yep. Skippy.
Just like you taught him, Dave.
Sounds like, yeah, you've really taken all the lessons I taught you and really running with them, better pal. Whoa.
Yeah, and so then she didn't know what to do, and I said, "This S is over now." And I drove her home in silence.
Yep. What? There you go. Just like Dave ordered it.
What are you? Whoa.
Skippy, you did everything wrong. And you're taking advice from a guy that was just an hour ago sitting here at work drinking alcohol.
Oh, come on, man.
He was pulling off a whiskey
bottle.
Don't
let him confuse you there, man. All right? Skip, you there?
But the weird thing is, it worked too good, Dave.
Mm. Why she's calling you?
All the time.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen all the time. And the level of woman will step up over time.
Level
Skippy.
Of woman.
Okay. Now, you know, you're going to be with, you know, a bunch of butterfaces at first, all kinds of different, you know, styles of ladies.
Do you know what that means, Skippy?
Bitter faces?
Yeah, that's what he said. Butterface.
What does that mean?
See, you're talking stuff that he doesn't understand.
I got to remember that, man, that he's highly uneducated, but it comes
like
down to
you.
And you know what, bro? I've been there, man.
You have been there.
I just remember the big thing you said was, don't take no sass off no bitch.
No, hell no. No more.
And so what are you doing now, Skippy? Home alone, are you?
Have you seen her at work? Well, have you ran into her at work?
That's where it gets awkward because I'm getting ready to go into work. I get all the prime shifts like Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah. that's top-notch shifts there, buddy. Yeah. Oh, man.
And so what happened? You're going to work now and you got to see her at work. So that's got to make things really difficult, especially since you're a superior.
Yeah, well, she did catch me. I started bringing a bottle of whiskey to work, and she did see me taking a pull off that.
Yep, that's where you learned it from, Dave.
Come on, man. Come on.
It's good to be able to relax at work.
Did she rat on you?
She threatened to unless I kiss her.
There you go. All right.
And did you kiss her?
I can't.
Why? Why? Why can't you kiss her?
Because she's fugly.
Come on, Skip.
So are you going to risk your job and have her turn you in for taking Dave's advice of drinking whiskey at work,
Dave,
instead
I
of
know.
Kissing her?
Keep doing what you're doing. Give her one, man. Just lay it on her, bro. Come on, Skip, please.
I know you told me to put a clothespin on my nose, but
if
I
that's
can't.
What you, just do it, man. Get in there.
Yeah. Once again, you dropped the ball hard.
Oh, I am so tired of you today.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
If you or someone you know suffers from an addiction to bad radio, please go to stanandhaney.com for help. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll have Dave update you on traffic. Mark Haney in the news in just a second. But I have in front of me the grand prize winner in the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. He qualified, and we're going to try to call him. If I can work these new phones. Hold on. Let me see if I can dial out with these. I have no idea.
Best dialer in the business.
Yeah, but listen to that dial tone.
Yeah, it's not stable.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, there it goes.
La-da-da-D. La-da-da-da.
You got that, man?
Sure. Now stop talking to me when I'm trying to dial.
He's the best dialer in the business.
That's
have some respect.
That's what I've been told, man. But... All right, there you go.
Never a problem. Boy, it feeds back, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Try that.
Look, you talk, and I can't remember the numbers I hit. Now, please.
Yeah, Dave, show a little respect. He's trying to dial a phone.
He just needs to look. If he can look at paper, he can dial phones.
This is he.
It's ringing. If I don't get a live body, I don't want no machine.
Please leave your message.
No.
You know what? It almost makes me want. Maybe I dialed it wrong.
Try again.
Let's not.
You can do it.
No. We made an effort.
Yeah, we did. I have
Boy,
to say I did
that
it twice.
Sounds horrible.
Look, that's not my problem. Hold on. All right, let's see.
Please leave your...
Nope, we're done. Done. Mm-hmm. Now here's... I'm not going to give you the name.
I want to know...
Take this...
Who wrote the script for this segment?
Yeah.
Because I'm not impressed.
None. Not at all.
These lines are trash. All right, let's pick back up. Where were we, Stan? What's next on the script?
Traffic. I want complete documentation. I want all inquiries made.
I wrote that part.
Yeah. K-Rock traffic.
Oh, yeah, bro. Friday, bro. Quitting time. 5 o'clock, Holmes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, booy. All right. We got 2 crashes in Lehigh to report.
She liked to drink.
Yep. She liked to do drugs. First one's in Lehigh. It's at Leonard Boulevard North and Westgate Boulevard.
You exhaust me.
So be on the lookout for that there. And ongoing crash at Lehigh Acres at Lee Boulevard. And that'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm.
That's it, man. Thank you.
Still same stuff.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News.
I'm Jerry
Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also Frank Reynolds.
I'm
and
on
Howard
the phone, Jerry
in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
Jerry Kidd.
I'm Charles Gibson.
Jerry Kidd.
I'm Gary King.
There he is.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 31st.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Call him up, surprise him.
Get a great promo out of it.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Who doesn't answer their cell phone? And if you looked at the ID on it, it says right on the ID, K-Rock. I mean, that's what pops up. Because I know that, like, a Zito will call me, and it says on my phone, K-Rock. Well, I just qualified for the Louder Than Life Festival. I see K-Rock on my phone. I better let the machine get it. Sorry, I'm getting mad.
Maybe he's not within Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Dave.
K-Rock, huh? I think I'm going to fall for that. Time now for some things you didn't know. If you look on the map, you wouldn't think so, but Australia and the continental United States are quite similar in size.
I think the United States is longer. Australia's a little rounder. See, there's Australia sitting down there. See the green?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the United States.
But you always think of Australia as being smaller.
Yeah, but if I'm looking at the map of the world right now, they look pretty accurate, mm-hmm. Pretty equal.
Australia is 2.97 million square miles, and a lot of that's junk.
Oh, I know.
In the United States, it is 3.1 million square miles. Out of all of us, Stan is the world traveler.
Oh, I've been around.
He's walked the mean streets of Chicago.
Yep.
Or Harlem.
Both.
He's been rolled in Chicago.
Yep.
He's walked the streets of Budapest.
No, unfortunately, I wish I did.
He's strolled in the City of Light.
Yes.
He's had a pint in London.
I have.
Now me, as far as being out of the United States, I have been to the Bahamas. And in the Bahamas, they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they a British yes. territory? Or?
And I know they do that in the United Kingdom. They yep. like to drive on the wrong side of the road. And I know the Brits will go, why are you calling it the wrong side of the road? Maybe we're right.
No.
No, you're not right. Because people drive on the right side of the road in about 75% of the countries of the world.
Yep. That's three quarters.
Mm-hmm. You're the outlier, yep. not me.
Yep.
Who could forget the movie Predator?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stars in that movie.
Big box office.
It could have been even bigger. The Muscles from Brussels. Jean-Claude Van Damme
yeah.
was cast in that movie. His role?
What?
The Predator.
Ooh.
He accepted it until he headed to the set for his first day of work and only then realized that playing the Predator, no one would see his face and there would be really no place for him to show off his badass martial arts. So he quit. And of course, we know who went on to play the Predator. Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody cares.
No.
You ever been to a bullfight?
I tried to. I tried.
How'd that go?
Not good. I got kidnapped. I was in Mexico. I tried to go to a bullfight. Never made it.
Why do bulls charge at the matador's cape?
They see red. That's what you wave the red in front of them. I watched the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they say bulls are colorblind. It could be anything.
How do they know?
It's just the way the cape moves.
How do they know?
Because they're smarter than you, and they're not afraid to tell you that.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking
evidently,
about.
Evidently. Because I always was told it was the red. They see red. It's a bull seeing red.
Everyone knows that all the stars and planets rotate around the Earth. I know this because I am educated. That would have been the case at one point in history. You know nothing of the ether. My experiments show.
Any more of this, you're gonna drink hemlock. This blasphemy.
I think at the point that you're issued your learner's permit and you begin your driving career, you begin to hear things like, you better be careful. It's the end of the month. You know, the quotas. That's when they write all the tickets.
I have heard this since I was 15.
And you hear varying things. Some people are absolutely convinced that it's true. Some people are convinced it's absolute nonsense.
Depends on who you talk to, I've always found.
Well, all we can do is look at the facts, the numbers.
Okay.
Now, we're not saying anything about quotas, positive or negative. We're just looking at the numbers. Here are the top 5 days in an average month when the most tickets are issued. Number 5, the 29th.
Ah.
Number 4, the 28th.
Ah.
Number 3, the 1st. Number 2, the 30th. And number 1, the 31st. That's today for those of you scoring along at home.
Go figure. And those ones that are on the 1st were the ones that they forgot to turn in.
Yep.
Get a good head start on the new month. Aha!
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, last Rocktober, a 56-year-old gent in Santa Cruz, California, named Max Montgomery, began dating 45-year-old, it's a lady, with an I, Andy Traynor. For their first date, they decided it would be a good idea to go surfing. In the middle of their surfing date, Max had what doctors call a heart attack and collapsed on the beach. Lucky for him, his date happens to be a doctor. She immediately started CPR and saved his life. Paramedics arrived a few minutes later and had to shock his heart. And a wildlife photographer happened to have a camera set up that got the whole thing on video.
Did you see it? It's amazing.
It was serious business. He's very lucky she was there to do CPR immediately. Yep. And lucky the paramedics got there quickly because he had to have bypass surgery the next day. And now, almost a year later, after that memorable first date, they're still together, and they say they love each other very much. And they realize that Andy giving him mouth-to-mouth was technically their very first kiss. They recently started a charity together called Help a Heart that provides CPR dummies so more people can get smart.
Oh, if you see that, now here's the thing that really bothers me, is the camera, the pictures of him coming out of the water with her after surfing, he's going at a normal jog and out of the blue. I mean, it hit him fast. He went right down. He's got the surfboard and he's running, and it just, the next Boom. Step, didn't it? And down he went. It's like, oh my goodness. If you go back
like
three
flipping
or four,
a switch.
Yep. If you went back three or four frames, he's just jogging up the beach with the surfboard. And then bam, down he went. Scary.
You just don't know, Stan.
You don't.
You know, when you look at John McCain's 108-year-old mother sitting by his casket.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
And a 95-year-old Hank Kissinger there saying his goodbyes.
Yep.
A 17-year-old in Phoenix robbed a convenience store at gunpoint last week, pointed the gun at the clerk and the other customers, and stole $300 worth of cigarettes. I think that's at least three packs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on where you buy.
But as he was leaving,
One of the customers tackled him, and then the other customers joined in, gave him a severe beatdown, so severe, they knocked him out. And after they knocked him out, they robbed him. One of them took his gun, as another one went through his pockets and took what he wanted.
Nice.
The robber, who's knocked out on the floor, charged with aggravated assault and attempted armed robbery, and the police are trying to find the guys who then turned around and robbed him.
This guy's got some good stuff on him.
Yeah, well done, son. Now it's my turn.
Yeah.
A 42-year-old in Chase, British Columbia, Canada, called the police earlier this month and asked them to have a talk with his ex-girlfriend about not showing up at his house anymore.
Yeah, you know, frank discussion.
But when the police went to the woman's house, they realized the man was using them to break up with his current girlfriend.
Oh.
The woman explained, as far as she knew, they were still in a relationship with no problems.
Oh.
So when the police advised her to stop going to his house,
oh, geez,
it was then the woman realized, well, that was his way of dumping her.
Yep.
And again, this is a 42-year-old man yep. doing this.
Yeah, we all have our different ways about doing things like that when it comes to, you know, the
final. Well, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, and then the heart doesn't want what it once
yep.
wanted,
yep.
And then police are involved, yep. and
just go with the old philosophy, jettison the equipment, shoot to the top.
Well, the police did their job and more, yeah. and even had pity on this guy and did not charge him with filing a false report.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, note Stan's reaction to the following statement. Dateline, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Anything that really bad happens in the state of Florida happens in either A, the Fort Myers Naples market, or B, the Fort Pierce, Stuart, West Palm Beach area, St. Lucie, the armpit of Florida.
It was in Fort Pierce that we find 47-year-old Joseph Sarecki lying on the living room floor drunk when his girlfriend arrived home from work earlier this month. An argument ensued. She felt he was being rude and decided it would be best if she were to go hang out at a friend's house.
That might be for the best.
He decided it would be a better idea if he tagged along and continued drinking while they were there.
Sure, you know, she's got booze over there. Let's keep the party going.
I'm going over to Marcia's. I've had enough of it. That's a great idea!
Coming along! Yup.
Then, after a good time was had by all, she was driving them back home when he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to reach over and give the woman what's known in the business as a wet willy.
Right there. Zoop, right in the ear.
And he is facing battery charges over it.
For a wet willy.
When they got home, he continued being belligerent.
just and, having himself a little fun.
And also started throwing random stuff.
Oh, geez.
At that point, they called the police. It is not clear if these lovebirds are still together or if she headed off to another friend's house.
She's only in Fort Pierce. Oh, it could happen in Fort Myers, too, but that's the only two places.
I can't imagine being the cop. So he gave you a wet.
Yeah, okay. It's like, come on. Right.
Why are you even together?
What's the...
And that's the news for today, Friday, August 31st.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You should not be, and I don't care, male, female, whatever. You shouldn't be with someone who's got it in them to call the cops on you.
Here's...
You don't belong together.
Here's something, you young people out there. And you know what? 90%, 96.1% of the time it's the woman, but it will be a guy that might do this, especially in the millennial age. They will go in an argument. Might be, you know what? And I'm going to preface this. If a man ever lays a hand on a woman, you got to do what you got to do. Call the cops. But if it's just a drawn out argument and you think you're going to scare him or threaten him by picking up the phone and doing the 911 and then hang it back up again, not because he's abusing you, and again, call 911, but just to use it as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
You see, at the 911 switchboard, you don't have to talk. Your address pops up there. And when a cop has to come to your apartment, your condo, your house, one of you are going to go.
Yeah, what you're basically doing is you're calling the state of Florida and saying, I can't handle my own affairs.
And when they come up on a 911 call and she wanted to do it just to scare you, I'll do it.
But you know what?
Somebody's going and it's going to ruin your life.
And we all make mistakes in relationships. But you know what? If you're dating somebody and you know they're a drunk, it's not going to get better.
Nope. Unbelievable.
I blame her as much as him.
Absolutely.
Don't be with him.
Absolutely.
If you don't like his behavior, don't be with him.
Yep. You're not going to change him. You're not going to... Wait a minute. Oh, I can change him once we get married, once we have a baby, once we... You're not going to change him.
You need to keep in mind... Especially if you're thinking about marriage, right now is as good as it's ever going to be.
Yep.
This is the pinnacle. You better have a lot of room to go downhill from there.
It's the truth. Okay?
Because you ain't going uphill.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
An almost Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get you updated on traffic right now for your drive home. Where is he? I said how important this is.
Dave!
How important this is. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? You idiot.
Printer is messed up, man.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Go.
All right, see, North Fort Myers crash. Cleveland Avenue right in front of CVS. And we have one in North Fort Myers on Hancock Bridge Parkway.
It's time to
drive. You're up to date.
Happy weekend. I hope you get some.
I'm broke and disgusted. Ain't got a dime. Got to have some. I got to have some. I need some. Can't live without none. I got to have some. Yes,
some. You know I want me some. I'm going to get some. I got news for you, baby. I don't work there no more. I got to have some. Yes, I got to have me some. I need some. Because I want some. I got to have me some. Going to get some. I know you thought I wasn't gonna get it, but I just got some. I should have got some. The doctor prescribed some. Couldn't live without none. I had to have some. Got some. You would not hurt me when you really could. Right now, baby, you can't do me no good. Cause I just got some. I had to have some. The doctor prescribed some. So I went and got me some. Well, my pockets, they jangle and I'm getting fat. You know you can't hide it, I know where it's at. My pockets are heavy as a chunk of lead. I just got a taste of her meat and bread. Cause I got some. Yeah, I finally got me some.
Get some.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great holiday.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Doomsday Preppers, I have 8 episodes I've yet to watch. I don't even watch reality, but if you have never seen that show, I think it's the craziest you can be. They are preparing for the end of the world, these people. They all think it's something different. A dirty bomb, the government's going to take over. Or they have all these ideas of how the world's going to end, but they prepare differently. They have bunkers. They have medicine for life. But what's even more bizarre than what they're doing is every single one of them is married. Wow, really? I have normal, nice friends that can't get a date. And you... How'd you throw that out on ChristianMingle.com and get a hit back? That's all I want to know. How do you... just toss that out there like it's normal. Hobbies? Preparing for the end of the world. Well, you can't throw something else in, tennis. I mean, what? No. And then somebody hit you back. OMG, me too. Meet me at Costco. Lots of things to buy. Can't wait. This is going to get weird.
Have yourselves a great Labor Day. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Tuesday, 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hi, this is Skippy.
Hey, Skippy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Can I talk to Big Waver Daver?
Oh, we got a little bit of time here, Skippy. You sure can, Dave. It's your buddy Skippy.
It is. I heard that. What's up, Skippy? How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? What's going up, bro, Cephas?
Yeah.
Bro, hi.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bro, Cephas the Third?
Yeah.
Broheim?
Yeah.
Come on, what do you want to do?
I think he's getting over that, okay?
All right. What's up, buddy? What's up, Skippy? Sorry about that.
I just wanted to let you know I got some good news.
Yeah, what's that, man?
I thanks to you and all the stuff you taught me, I took a girl to the baseball game, and I think I got to second base.
So it worked?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
You sound pretty excited, buddy.
Yeah, and
so how was it? So, fill me in. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm probably going to need some more advice.
All right. Well, you know, let's see where we go, but let's hear a little bit about the story. What happened, man? How'd the game go and everything? I mean.
Well, the Miracle won.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well. And so that was pretty cool, and we had hot dogs and sodas.
No alcohol?
He's a kid, you idiot.
Skippy ain't a kid, is he? How old are you, Skippy?
I'm almost 18.
I thought you were older than that, dude. Sorry about that, Skip. All right, man. Continue on.
Now you made me look like a dick. I'm not a little kid.
That's, man. Skippy. All right, continue, man. Sorry about that, bro. Shut up, Stan.
And then she started talking about work stuff.
Yeah.
And I let her rattle on for a while, and then I said, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah. We got enough work stuff going on. Let's, talk about some tunes.
I was trying to communicate to her, even though what she was saying was kind of interesting, that I was bored with her.
Yeah, that's what you taught him, right?
So what you're saying is then she was like, okay, I need to spice this up a little bit. He's looking for something else.
I don't know, but it worked. And we got to the ball game, mm-hmm. I went up and I ordered what I wanted, and then tell me if I did it right.
Yeah, let me see.
I ordered my stuff first, and then I said, what you want, woman?
Yeah, what you want, babe? And what'd she say? I'll eat whatever you're eating.
She kind of giggled and put her hand over her chest and then told me what she wanted. And
impressive.
I ordered it, even though it was more money than I really wanted to spend.
I've been there.
You're there every day.
Shut up. Don't listen to him, Skip.
And then?
Do you know how to push a conversation?
I'm listening to him, man, and you're the one that's jerking around.
And inject stuff so he can move the story along.
Oh, God, Stan. Then we went
and sat down to watch the baseball game.
Yeah.
And she reached over and held my hand.
I see.
Okay, so that was the first physical contact you've had with her.
So what would that be in the baseball terminology?
I don't know. That you know,
don't know.
It'd be a first base, I guess, Stan. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily... Well, would that be first base, man?
No, it wouldn't. No,
I wouldn't think so. That
no,
would be
it
a,
wouldn't.
That'd be like a swing, right?
And
help
and,
me out, man. I don't know. I don't watch baseball.
So then... We weren't at the baseball game for very long because when she touched my hand, I knew because of what you said, it got to get moving.
Yeah.
And and we hadn't even finished our hot dogs or anything. But as soon as she grabbed my hand, I said, hey, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Yeah, the powers just clicked, didn't it?
Yeah. And so then I took her out to the car and I grabbed her ass.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's okay in your book, isn't it, Dave?
Well,
that's okay.
You know, Stan, I mean,
you know, to leave the baseball game, tell her what to eat, and then go out to the car and grab her ass. What kind of advice are you giving this young kid?
It sounds like this gentleman here is pulling the right moves. Now, Skippy.
Yeah,
it's getting
him somewhere, Stan.
I'm just doing what you told me to do.
That's fine. Don't worry about it, buddy. Yep. Don't worry. We'll continue on with some more lessons.
Yep. Now, yep. Mr. Success here.
Absolutely, Stan. I am 43 and very successful. So, you know, just learn to know that. Now, Skippy, so you went out, you grabbed her ass, and then what did she do? Did she make any kind of any ulterior moves? Did she kind of lean into
ulterior
you?
Ulterior what?
I mean, did she lean into you? You know what I'm saying? Or did come on. I want to hear it.
And so I grab her ass, and I don't think she was expecting
it. Oh, of course not.
And
how did it feel?
Well, I was a little scared.
Well, no, I mean, how'd her ass feel?
Big and fat.
Did you like it?
Well, you told me, you know, that you just got to get some experience. Yuck, you're not going to get a supermodel your first time out.
No.
Yep.
But she's pretty disgusting.
Yep.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.